Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call Commissioners Court into session. Judge Walker is enjoying a much-deserved day off with his wife. I think they're looking at blue bonnets and new brunfels. I'm a little bit jealous, but I'm going to ask Commissioner Senegal to lead us in the invocation and Commissioner Bo Alford in the Pledge of Allegiance. All rise, please.
Please bow your head. The Father, in absolute, just this voice. Thank you, Son. Father, also thank you. It's 29 years of service to Jefferson. Thank you for all the employees of Jefferson on a day-to-day basis.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Under the purchasing agenda, item A, receive and file bids for the lease of hangar number 5 at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. As an informational item, this is the hangar that was recently vacated by Philpott Ford as they moved into the new hangar 7, which makes this hangar available for lease. Item B, approve specifications, request for qualifications for wildlife hazard assessment at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item C, lease of hangar number 5 at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport to Coosa Aviation LLC in the amount of $58,272 per year. Item D, award term contract for law enforcement equipment and uniforms for Jefferson County to Texas Code Blue LLC in accordance with the attachment A. Item E, execute, receive and file acceptance of that term contract with Code Blue LLC. Item F, consider and possibly approve issuance, contract for insurance broker of record for Jefferson County to McGriff, Siebels and Williams Incorporated. Item G, execute, receive and file said contract. Item H, consider and possibly approve interlocal exchange agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Groves, Texas to authorize the exchange of a 1998 Champion 1010W ProPave asphalt paver and a 1983 BOMAG pavement grinder. Both pieces of equipment have a fair market value of $15,000. Let's see, and then we have, that is all under purchasing. Do I have a motion to approve the items listed under purchasing? I have a motion by Commissioner Alford, a second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any further discussion concerning these items? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion's carried. Under County Commissioners, consider and possibly encourage all citizens of Jefferson County to participate and be counted in the 2010 census, which is ongoing because this is vital to our county. And we do urge everyone to take the few minutes that it takes. Of the years I remember doing these, this is by far the easiest one. You can do it while you eat a bowl of cereal at breakfast or whatever. It's really easy. There's no reason not to do it this year.
And Judge, if I may say so, today I think in the paper, maybe it was this weekend, it cost 44 cents for a stamp to mail in your response. It will cost the country $57 for somebody to have to come to your home to get that information. So, and it means so much to the county, to the region, to the state, for future opportunities to pull federal dollars down to this area. So be sure that you do fill out your census. And of course, it will have a lot to do with how we are redistricting in the coming years as well for other future political offices.
Thank you, Commissioner. Item B, consider approving acceptance of donations for the May 22nd Jefferson County Employee Appreciation Event to be held May 22nd, 2010 at Ford Park Exhibit Hall. Item C, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Child Abuse Month. And we have Brandy Colander with CPS here, and also we have Judge Larry Thorne and Judge Tom Manus here in support of this proclamation. Item D, consider and possibly approve a resolution supporting the application of Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court for grant number 24135-01 in the amount of $48,559. And again, we have Judge Thorne here in support of this. Item E, consider and possibly authorize a county judge to sign the county library's annual report to the Texas State Library and Archives Commission. This annual report is necessary in order to renew membership in the Texas State Library System for FY 2011. Item F, receive and file executed interlocal agreement for the resale of tax foreclosed property for the purpose of urban development in the city of Port Arthur. Item G, consider and possibly approve a resolution honoring the retirement of Lee Chestnut for his dedicated years of service as a Jefferson County Director of Mosquito Control. And item H, by addendum, consider authorizing the county judge to execute such documents on behalf of Jefferson County as may be necessary to close the sale of the former postal encoding facility to Reshore Design Services Incorporated, A&B Real Estate, LLC.
So moved.
Will you entertain making that part of your motion?
Yes.
Okay, that's included in the motion and the second. Okay, is there any further discussion? Yes, actually, well, let's get it approved. I call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motions carry. Brandy, would you like to get up and Brandy's going to talk to us about our Child Abuse Month proclamation.
Thank you. Last year, 280 Texas children died because of abuse and neglect at the hands of their parents or guardians, and 68,326 children were confirmed victims of abuse or neglect. On any given day, there were more than 17,000 Texas children and teenagers in foster care. Here in Jefferson County, CPS workers investigated close to 2,000 cases of child abuse, and there were 661 confirmed victims. Jefferson County has 250 children in foster care, and more removals happen each and every day. We can all reduce child abuse and its terrible toll by accepting that abuse happens and by taking action when we can. Listen to what children are saying, observe and recognize the signs of child abuse, and don't assume someone else will do something. It's up to you. It's up to all of us to make a difference in a child's life.
Randy and Commissioner Arnold has a proclamation to read.
Whereas almost 200,000 children in Texas are reported as abused or neglected every year, and whereas almost 2,000 children in Jefferson County are reported as abused or neglected every year, and whereas child abuse prevention is a community responsibility, and finding solutions depends upon involvement among all peoples, and whereas communities must make every effort to promote programs that benefit children and their families. And whereas effective child abuse prevention programs succeed because of partnerships among agencies, schools, religious organizations, law enforcement agencies, and the business community. And whereas everyone in the community should become more aware of child abuse prevention and consider helping parents raise their children in a safe, nurturing environment. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of April 2010 to be Child Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County. And in so doing, we urge all citizens to join in a national effort to raise awareness about the importance of preventing child abuse. Signed by Commissioners Court this fifth day of April 2010.
Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you. Do you mind if I approach and give you your blue ribbon?
Great. Thanks.
Please.
While Brandy's doing that, I have a proclamation to read for our Family Treatment Drug Court. And as I get through reading that, Judge Larry Thorne is here, who's been a great advocate and supporter of this program to address the court. Whereas Commissioners Court of Jefferson County finds it in the best interest of the citizens of Jefferson County that the Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court be operated from September 1st, 2010 to August 31st, 2011. And whereas Commissioners Court of Jefferson County agrees to provide applicable matching funds for the project as required by the Office of the Governor, Criminal Justice Division, and whereas Commissioners Court of Jefferson County agrees that in the event of loss or misuse of the Criminal Justice Division funds, Juvenile Commissioners Court of Jefferson County assures that the funds will be returned to the Criminal Justice Division in full, and whereas Commissioners Court of Jefferson County designates Judge Ronald L. Walker is the grantee's authorized official. The authorized official is given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the applicant agency. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas approves submission of the grant application for the Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court to the Offices of the Governor, Criminal Justice Division. Judge Thorne.
Thank you, Commissioners Court, for that proclamation and bringing awareness and attention to this problem. And as much as I'm excited about designating April as Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month, I want to remind everybody that it should be every month. Drug Court in particular works with those clients that have particular needs in substance abuse. And I want you to be aware that 80% of the 661 cases that were confirmed in Jefferson County have drug problems. It's a growing problem, and there's more need for drug courts across the state of Texas. I would also like to say that as far as that $48,000, $49,000, there is no match. The county doesn't have to match that at all, which is great. And over the past, I believe, 5 years, we started without any funds. So really 4 years, we have been the recipients of $250,000 in grants that have helped us in Jefferson County. So thank you very much for your attention to this matter.
Thank you, Judge. I mentioned here a while back that when I go to conferences around the state and talk to other county judges and county commissioners, they talk about new and innovative programs that they're considering. And many times they're programs that we have 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 years experience in because of the leadership of Judge Manus and Judge Thorne, Judge Shelton, and people like that that are ahead of the curve compared to counties around the state. And it really serves our citizens well, and I thank you both. Now, Lee, this is the one you've been looking for. Yeah. For the public's information, Lee Cheston is our mosquito control director. He has been. I had the opportunity to, just before taking office as a county commissioner, to interview Lee and to make a recommendation to the court. And it's been a great relationship. Most people never see Lee. Well, some of the civic organizations see Lee. But
I try to keep a low profile.
It's his office and especially his secretary that field all of those wonderful phone calls. And I tell you, being the commissioner liaison to mosquito control, those are some very interesting phone calls. And Lee can relate to this, but I got a call a while back from a lady that told me she'd moved here from New York. She worked all day the previous day in her yard, and she was bit twice by mosquitoes. I didn't know how to respond because I didn't know if she was bragging or complaining. But Lee, let me read this and I welcome your comments. Lee Cheston distinguished himself by earning a degree in entomology from Texas A&M University in 1976. Lee served as staff entomologist with Jefferson County from 1978 until 1985. And whereas Lee Cheston served as director of entomology for Orange County from 1985 until 1991, and whereas Lee Cheston has diligently served as the Jefferson County director of mosquito control since 1991, and whereas Lee Cheston has proved his love for his work and his dedication to those he worked with and will be sorely missed by his co-workers from whom he earned their friendship, respect, and gratitude, and whereas Lee Cheston will, on March 31st, 2010, retire from his service here to dedicate himself to his family, and the pleasures of retirement. Therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Lee Chestnut for his exemplary service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in all of his future endeavors. Lee?
Thank you, gentlemen. Mark, you're the only one that was here when you and I got here at the same time. All these other guys are newcomers.
And we'll be leaving shortly in the same time.
Yes. Came in the same year, going out the same year.
That's right.
Gentlemen, thanks a lot. I really appreciate having y'all recognize what I've tried to do here. In the words of Jerry Garcia, probably don't know who he is, lead singer, guitarist for the Grateful Dead, what a long, strange trip it's been. So I want to thank y'all for your support of the operation out there. I'd also like to thank some of my employees that were able to get loose and come up here to share the time with me today. Walter Johnson, my shop supervisor. Kevin, my former day supervisor, now director. Denise Wheeler, my secretary par excellence. Get that girl a raise. You know what she deals with. And then Carrie Thomas, my night foreman. I'd put this district up against any of them in the state and some of them in other states, and it's all because of the people you got working for you. As you know, if you got a great plan but no people, it doesn't work. So, again, I'd like to thank y'all. I appreciate your appreciation.
Lee, before you sit down, Lee, of course, has a depth of knowledge about mosquito control that very few in the United States have. But we were fortunate, and when we got Lee, we also got Bob Bentley. Bob had been a former employee. He formerly owned Delta Pest Control, but Bob has been a great advisory board member for the entire 20 years that Lee has been our mosquito control director. And Bob and Lee really made a great team. Bob Bentley has forgot more about bugs than most people will ever know. And between he and Lee, they've really made a great team for the county. Mosquito control director, and I'm saying this somewhat for public information, the new mosquito control director, Kevin Sexton, I've had this conversation. It's a tough job because, first of all, you have a lot of bosses, and none of those bosses like being bit by mosquitoes.
Or told no.
Or to tell them no. So, and the reason I mention that is that our mosquito control department really puts a lot of science and research into the way we treat mosquitoes, not just on an annual basis, but every day. We have people out taking landing rates, setting priorities based on those landing rates and activities that are going on in the county, and they really make an effort to spend the money where it does the most good. And the reason I mention that is that they also have a county judge and four commissioners that know their phone number. They have a number of mayors throughout the county that know their phone number, a number of city councilmen, a few judges. The reason I mention that is that they always appreciate input about special events and special circumstances. But you have to remember when you deal with mosquito control department that if you get them away from their scientific protocol, then it really hurts the entire county. So it's a tough job for the mosquito control director to balance the politics and the public relations and at the same time stick to that scientific protocol that is really important to mosquito control here in Jefferson County. If you've ever been to any of Lee's classes, he'll tell you that I can't think of any place in the United States where it's tougher to fight mosquitoes than Jefferson County. We have a wildlife refuge to the south of us. We have how many hundred miles of marsh to the east of us in Louisiana that's not treated at all. We have Bessie Heights Marsh to the north of us, and we have acres and acres and acres of cow pasture to the west of us. None of those are good when you're fighting mosquitoes. And the refinery lights, as Lee will tell you, are like a beacon. When those mosquitoes, salt marsh mosquitoes, come out of the marsh at night and they see that those refineries in Jefferson County, it's just like a lighthouse saying, come on, boys, here we are. We got fresh meat. So we're in a tough place, and the reason I mention all of that is to please be patient with mosquito control because they are doing, on a daily basis, doing research, having people in the field, taking landing rates and taking all the information and feeding it to the trucks and to the pilots and the airplanes. It takes, the last time, really, at one time, I think the rule of thumb you and I used was it took $4,000 to put a plane in the air for one trip. And so if we make a wasted trip, then we've blown $4,000 of the taxpayers' money. And the problem is that if the ground's too warm and the thermals are going up, the spray never reaches the ground. If the winds are too high, then the spray may benefit Hardin County, but it doesn't do much good in Jefferson County. So be patient with our new mosquito control director. And Lee, thank you for having the expertise and the backbone to address those issues for 20 years.
Thank you, sir. Just as an aside, I went to the doctor this morning for a regular checkup. My blood pressure is already down 12 points. So this is great, man. The only thing that wakes me up in the morning is my dog, not my alarm clock. So
we'll get that kayak and that rod and reel, and I bet you it'll drop another 10 or 15 points.
Probably so.
Thank you. And we appreciate you also, Lee. I told you look younger already, and you just retired last week. But I'm on the front line of Louisiana and the marsh mosquitoes, so mm-hmm. I get a lot of the calls. I know North Beaumont and Beaumont, period, gets a lot of calls. But I want to say I appreciate the job of training me this past year of some of the issues that you face. I think Commissioner Domain said it well, but organic rice farms is something new that kind of blow my mind. If you can't spray the organic rice farms and they take up miles of hiding places for mosquitoes, then mm-hmm. and then Carrie taught me something about spraying in certain neighborhoods where guns are drawing on you,
yeah,
because you're spraying mosquitoes. So you know, a lot of people fail to understand what y'all up against. I know you left the department in good hands with Kevin. I appreciate you, Kevin, for stepping up. I enjoyed those crawfish last week, too. You know, I'm not a crawfish either. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, under County Airport, item A, consider and possibly approve the use of Hangar 7 at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport for the American Cancer Society Cattle Baron's Ball on April 10th, 2010. The reason this is on the agenda is there's a clause in their contract that prohibits them from doing things outside the scope of their contract. Their corporate headquarters felt like that they would appreciate it if Commissioner's Court would officially acknowledge a waiver to that contract, so that's why this is on, Philpott. That's why this is on the agenda for today.
So moved.
We have a motion and second. Mr. Ross, any further discussions? That's that covered? Okay, if not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. County Auditor, consider and approve budget transfer from Road and Bridge Precinct 3, additional help, $25,000 to extra help, $1,912 to FICA, $3,595 to employee retirement, and credit crushed stone, $30,507. Is there a motion? Oh, excuse me. Item B under County Auditor, regular county bills, and please notice there's an addend or a change in the check numbers. Begins with check 337433 through check number 337673. Is there a motion to approve the two items under County Auditor? We have a motion by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motions carry. Under Engineering Department, consider and possibly approve a replat of tracks 1A through 1F of industrial sites, section 1 of Industrial City being 7,188 acres of land. Is that correct? 7,000 acres, Don? Okay. Right. Okay. 7.188 acres of land recorded in volume 10, page 118, map records of Jefferson County, Texas. Property is located in precinct number 4. That 7,000 would have just about been precinct 4, wouldn't it? Item B, consider and possibly approve a replat of 19.73 acres out of tracts 1 and 2 and equine acres and portions of lot 8 and 10 and remainder of lot 9 of block 18 of the William at Reppin subdivision in tract 1A, tract 2A, equine acres, Jefferson County properties located in Precinct 4. Do I have a motion to approve the two items under County Engineer? We have a motion by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Sinegal. Is there any further discussion? Not, I call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motions carry. Under District Attorney, we have an executive session, announcement of the executive session to receive advice from and discuss pending or threatened litigation as authorized by Section 551.071 of the Government Code relating to Hurricane Ike Wage and Hour Division, Department of Labor, Overtime Pay Issue, and Auto Accident Claim of Darren Vandiver. There's no further business for open court. We'll call Commissioners Court adjourned and reconvene shortly in executive session.